Why would Indra doubt his ability, by Krishna's mercy?
Quote, as the director of different kinds of clouds, Indra called for the Samvartaka. This cloud is invited when there is a need to devastate the whole cosmic manifestation. The Samvartaka was ordered by Indra to go over Vrindavan and inundate the whole area with an extensive flood. Demonically, Indra thought himself to be the all-powerful Supreme Personality. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 25.
From the incident of the first Govardhan Puja, we know that Indra, the King of Heaven, retaliated in a harsh way. The people of Vrindavan were accustomed to worshipping him. The Indra Yajna. The preparations were ready in the year in question, but then Sri Krishna stepped in, offered words of persuasion, and convinced the leader, who also happened to be his father, to worship Govardhan Hill instead. Normally, this shouldn't be an issue. If one of my loyal customers at the showroom suddenly decides to purchase their next vehicle at the rival down the street, I will be a little upset. My feelings might be hurt. I will not, however, chase them with a hammer in a spiteful wrath. I will at least be thankful for the years of patronage, hoping that one day in the future they will return. Indra showed no such kindness. The customer loyalty program here resulted in an even harsher rebuke after a single turn in the other direction. That, by itself, should raise red flags in the choice of diva worship, of conducting business transactions to benefit the temporary experience on Earth. I have another question, though. I know that Indra called upon the Samvartaka to inundate the area around Govardhan Hill, moments after the first worship ceremony was complete. It was a joyous occasion for the participants, and the person left out of the party was seething. This particular cloud is reserved for the end of creation. It is like the flood of devastation. Why would Indra go to such extremes? It seems to me that he was testing his own abilities. As if he were unsure of himself, whether or not he could succeed. He brought in reinforcements, but if you're the King of Heaven, shouldn't that be unnecessary?
This reveals another deficiency in heavenly life. While the less intelligent may aspire to reach Svargaloka after the completion of this lifetime, the experience in that place is full of defects. For starters, the stay is temporary. Sri Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita that a person eventually has to leave, when their pious credits expire.
Te tang bhuktva swarg lokam vishalang, kshine punya martya lokan vishanti, evam trayi dharma manuprapanana, gatagtang kam kama labhante.
Quote, when they have thus enjoyed heavenly sense pleasure, they return to this mortal planet again. Thus, through the Vedic principles, they achieve only flickering happiness. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.21.
There are kalpatarus and kamadinas for granting rewards. There is the intoxicating beverage known as soma ras to enjoy. The duration of enjoyment is long compared to earthly existence, but still temporary. Even if you become king of Svargaloka, you still might doubt your abilities. There is the potential to feel threatened by a small child living in a rural area in a specific part of the world. Interestingly, the close associates are not threatened in the least. They are not jealous of Krishna, though he is known to be the son of Yashoda and Nanda. The people are always thinking of ways to help Krishna instead of hurt him. Thus their efforts that are meager in comparison end up successful. To thwart the attack from Indra, the undefeated Krishna, who is also known as Ahita, lifted up the just-worshipped hill and held it in the air. The people took shelter underneath, bringing along their animals. Some tried to help Krishna in holding up the hill. Rather than test his abilities, to measure them in comparison to their own, they tried to increase them. Thus even the powerful Samvartaka was defeated. The King of Heaven was no match for a small child. This means that it is more important to be in the association of Yashoda's son, to be engaged in service to him, than to reach a temporary abode where happiness lives only in illusion. In closing, only in illusion living, not full satisfaction giving, otherwise Indra why peaking, and revenge on people seeking, with cloud the world devastating, but Krishna his power demonstrating, that is a small child lifting the hill. an occasion celebrated to this day still.